All right. According to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the lowest level of alert is the green. So when it's code green, basically what they're saying is that we're on a low level of alert. And as I look at the body of Christ, I see that there are code greens in the body of Christ. And basically what this level deals with is that there's just a problem here that we have to solve. You know, there's an issue here. You know, it hasn't risen to involve any feelings, or it hasn't arisen to the point where there's conflict or controversy. It's just a problem here that we have to solve.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the first half of The Color of Conflict. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of The Color of Conflict.
How to deal with that conflict when it arises. And we've been basing our scripture on the 23rd Psalm, where it talks about, "Thou anointest my head with oil." And we've given the analogy how that the shepherd would see in the flock sheep that were in competition with each other, and that they would line up opposite of each other and run and just bump heads together. And as we've said in the past, the sheep could cause serious injury to the other sheep, or even kill one another. And so what the shepherd would do is the shepherd would take this oil or this grease and put it over the head and the face of the sheep, so that whenever the sheep would bump heads, they would just lessen the impact, and a lot of times they would just slide off of one another. And so we said that in the Christian life, God realizes that his sheep, you know, many times we are called sheep. We as God's people are likened to sheep. God said that his sheep were going to bump heads. And thank God that when we bump heads, that we have the oil of the Holy Spirit that we have been anointed with. And so that when we have this impact and we bump heads, that we can slide off of one another. Now, keep in mind that the scripture is very clear that God's people, some of God's greatest saints, have entered into conflict with one another. And we talked at length about that. How that Jesus and Peter got into it. How that James and John and the disciples got into it. We talked about how that Paul and Barnabas got into it, and that the contention between them was so great that they split. We talked about Peter and Paul. To me, as you look at saints, they might have been two of the greatest saints in the history of the church, and how that they had a confrontation with one another. So confrontation is a part of the body of Christ. Now, the issue becomes, how do we handle that confrontation as we look at it? So we continue our series today, Bumping Heads with Other Saints. What we're actually going to be looking at today is different levels of conflict. Or in other words, if I could give a title to this message today, I might entitle this message, The Color of Conflict. The Color of Conflict. You know, the United States Department of Homeland Security has developed a color code system in which they alert the public to terrorism. And they said, you know, they have set different colors to say that if it's code green, then that's a low level of threat. If it's code blue, that's a guarded, you know, we need to be on guarded alert. If it's code yellow, that it's an elevated form of alert to us. Code orange is a high level. And then the highest level, or severe, is code red. And so what I've done is I've looked at the body of Christ. And, you know, as a pastor, one of the things that that I have had the opportunity being here at Bethany for 15 years and pastoring before I got here is that I've seen a lot of saints in conflict. And just I've realized as I've looked at the scripture that there are certain levels of conflict that saints deal with, and that it's important to understand what level you are on so that you can make assessment of that level and see how you need to deal with it. And sometimes people will go through these different codes all the way up to code red, and then other times they might jump from code green all the way to code red. They might just skip over the middle ones. And so, you know, we want to look at this today and begin to get a sense of where conflict lies at. You know, where is it on the scale of God's economy? So, amen. I'm going to move right on through the message. I cut out a lot of my illustrations. You know, I know they're disappointed, but we're going to move through the message today. I already sang for y'all. What else y'all want? All right. According to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the lowest level of alert is the green. So when it's code green, basically what they're saying is that we are on a low level of alert. And as I look at the body of Christ, I see that there are code greens in the body of Christ. And basically what this level deals with is that there's just a problem here that we have to solve. You know, there's an issue here. You know, it hasn't risen to involve any feelings, or it hasn't arisen to the point where there's conflict or controversy. It's just a problem here that we have to solve. As a matter of fact, it was very interesting. Well, let me turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. In the body of Christ, there are just problems that have to be solved. Once again, no attitudes, no faces on them, just issues there that need to be addressed. And here goes one right here. Jesus had this multitude of people following him, and they were with him. And it says in John chapter 6, verse 3, and Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come with him, he said unto Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to test him, for he knew himself what he would do. Philip answered, 2 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. So here we have a problem, okay? Now look at this. Not necessarily any personalities involved, no tension between individuals. There is just a problem here that we have to solve. Now, the issue becomes, if the problem is not handled on this level, if it's not handled properly on this level, then it can escalate to higher levels. This morning, one of the saints came up to me and was sharing something with me. And I said, well, you know, that's a code green right there. And the brother said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, see, if you knew the message that I was going to preach, then you would understand what I was going to say. I said, see, now what you need to do, I said, that's code green. I said, you need to go touch base with the other person, and you need to dialogue about this so that you can handle it. This is one of those simple issues. This is one of those simple problems that can be handled. If we just address it right here, it could be handled, and it will not escalate any higher. And he said, you know what, Pastor, you're right, and I'm going to do that. So that's a code green. A code green just means that there's an issue here. There's a problem on the table. They had a problem. You know, folk were following them. They got hungry, and they needed to eat. So as we look at your notes, the condition, it's a low-level condition. The focus, basically, is problem-solving. That's what it is. Somebody said, well, you know, that not necessarily means that there's conflict. Well, you know why this is the first level, why I put this as a first level? Because, once again, if it's not handled correctly, it can escalate. So you got to deal with it right here. So this focus is on problem-solving. What is the action? The action is attacking the problem and not the people. Well, look, man, you knew that we had all these people following us. You're responsible to make sure that we got the grub with us. You're responsible to make sure that we got the Kool-Aid with us. And how come you didn't take care of that? See, there you go. That's the attack. All right, see, at code green, you just focus on the problem. No personalities involved, no issues involved. Look, let's just come together. Let's focus on the problem. And so what do we need to do? You know, we need to resolve this. You know, we just need to agree on a solution. All right? Plain and simple. What is that? Isn't that what they did? You know, we don't have time to do it this morning, but basically, Jesus told everybody to sit down, and he went and got the little boy, got what he had, and fed him. Problem solved. All right? Problem solved. But, you know, sometimes, what if there wouldn't have been See, what if Jesus wasn't there? And the first 4,500 people got fed. How you think them other 500 gonna feel? You got some big problems then. You got murmuring, you got complaining, and you got issues. But the problem was solved because Jesus was there. See, that's why, and you know what, let me put this in. This is free. I'm not gonna charge y'all for this one. But that's why you need to bring Jesus into your problems. Right there. I mean, it goes right here. Jesus in all the middle of this problem, and it didn't become an issue. All right? So here, once again, in the body, we have just, all we have is a problem that needs to be solved. And if you come together, reason it through, you can solve the problem, and for the most part, the issue is over, it's done with. Now we're going to step up a little bit. Now see, if I didn't have a black and white printer or a black and white copier, you would see that this is all in color, these codes over there, and you would really be impressed. But that's all right. That's all right. In your sanctified imagination, just picture these colors in your mind, all right? Or like my dad told me when I was growing up and I asked him for a color TV. He said, just put a balloon in front of your eyes. You know? So just use your imagination here. All right. So now we're going to step up to a code blue. And when we move up to code blue, what happens here is that we have a dispute now that needs to be resolved. And there was a couple of passages that I could have selected, but I chose Genesis 13. So if you'll turn back there real quick, Genesis chapter 13. Now it's escalated to code blue. We have a dispute that needs to be resolved. The first one is a problem that needs to, a problem to solve. Now we have a dispute to resolve. Genesis chapter 13, chapter 13, verse 5. And Lot also, who went with Abram and had flocks and herds and tents. So you remember Abraham was Lot's uncle, and they had traveled way back from the homeland together. But they each had their own individual flocks and herds. And verse 6 says, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Now look at this. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle, or Abram's cattle, and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land. And Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we are brethren. So here we got this. Now see, in the first issue, what do we have? You know, we just got a problem on the table that we got to deal with. We got to look at this problem. We got to analyze it. We got to figure out what we're going to do. Now we're starting to get people involved. You got a whole group of herdsmen over here for Abram, and you got a whole herdsmen group of herdsmen for Lot, and then you got Abram and Lot. You know, and this sooner or later there's going to be issues between them. But see, Abraham and his name eventually was Abraham, but Abram in his wisdom, what does he say in verse 9? He said, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. And if thou wilt take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord, destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as cometh unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. So what was that? Problem solved. Conflict resolved. All right, now, Lot, because he had to deal with some other issues later on, he got himself into some trouble. However, this particular issue, which was a code blue, so you know what should have been going on? Code blue! You know, like this morning, when the brother came up to me, what was the first thing that came to my mind? Code green! So what does that do? That puts you in a mindset of where we need to be moving from here. Instead of, you know, a lot of times, you know, we are reactive, and sometimes we can be proactive. We can catch issues before they even come our way if we just get into this mindset of being proactive to take the initiative and not allow things to end up on our lap. Now, sometimes we can't avoid it, but there are a lot of things that we probably could. So here we have a code blue, all right? And there are a lot of code blues in the body of Christ. You know, people have issues to resolve. Well, let's look at that. Condition, a guarded position. What is the focus? Well, the focus in code green was problem solving. The focus now is self-protection, All right, I got to look out for me. All right, now I'm still interested in solving the problem, but the focus has shifted a little bit from solving the problem, and I'm not so much willing to put all my energy on solving the problem as I am in making sure that my backside is protected, okay? The action, you know, attacking the problem while protecting self. You know, you still guard it now. Now you're backing up a little bit. You say, well, we got this issue that we need to work on, but, you know, in the back of my mind, how am I going to come out of this, you know, all right? And see, even at this point, the emotions begin to become elevated. Look what it said there. It said what? There was strife. There was strife. You know, well, what was there before? There was nothing. Just one big happy fellowship. You know, these guys, fellowship. Now, once again, I wasn't there, so I'm just in my sanctified imagination. You know, they're just fellowshipping, getting along. But now the emotional state has elevated a little bit, and there's a little tension between them now. So you can tell when you start moving into code blue, because what happens? Emotions begin to rise a little bit. Well, what is the resolution at this point? Very simple. Very simple. Identify the root of the disagreement. And see, once again, you know, I wish I had time. Maybe at some point I'd get into all this in detail. But we do deal with this in a lot of our counseling. Identify the root of the disagreement. Let both parties express their viewpoints. You know, let everybody have their day. Let everybody have their say. Let them say what they got to say. List all possible solutions and then begin to agree upon a solution as to how to work that out. So evidently, as you look at Lot and Abram, they worked on a solution that they both were agreeable to, and it worked out, and they walked away, parted from the table, problem solved. Code blue. Code blue issue. Code green, just a problem that we need to work on. Code blue, a dispute that we got to resolve. Code yellow. According to the government, this is the elevated level of alert. And that is code yellow. Now we got conflict. Now we got conflict. You know, under code green, we had a problem to solve. Code blue, we had a dispute to resolve. Code yellow, we got a conflict to absolve. All right, we got a conflict now. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You know, they're into it now. All right, where before they was touching on it, they was bumping on it, but now they're into it. Code yellow. Code yellow. Pastor Glaze, we got a code yellow here. Maybe we're going to start putting lights up in the church. Different colored light. We got a code yellow. Now, I just want to say this before I read this passage, and that is this, that it's not my objective to talk about whether or not to take a brother or sister to court at this point, okay? I mean, I know that that's an issue that is highly debated in Christian circles, whether or not you should take a brother in Christ to court or sister in Christ. That's my point right now, is not that. You know, we can get into that another time. You know, I'm just trying to show you that this is another level of conflict that actually comes between God's people. He says here in verse 1, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth, dare any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints. So here, people were having issues, so serious to the point that they were, instead of coming to the church and resolving the issues, they were actually going to the court. They were going to the unsaved courts to have the issues heard. He says in verse 2, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? He said, if you're going to judge the world, then you should be able to judge these things that take place in the body of Christ. Know ye not that you shall judge angels, how much more the things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church? He says, I speak to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall be able to judge between the brethren. But brethren goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather allow yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brothers. Now look, these saints right here are in conflict now. All right, it's no longer a problem to solve. It's no longer a dispute to resolve, but now we got a conflict. And when it's a conflict, you know, the condition is elevated. And what is the focus? This is the focus. Why do you take somebody to court? Because you want to win. Because you want to win. That's why you go to court, because you want to win. You know, folk watch the People's Court and Judge Mathis and all these other, they on there because they want to win. You know, show me the money. I can't grin when my roll is thin. Show me the money. That's why they on there, because they want to win, all right? And so even, and sad to say, in the body of Christ, the focus now is not even on problem solving anymore. It has elevated to the fact that I'm going to win. You know, you're going to see that I'm right and you're wrong. And I'm going to do everything that I can to prove that I'm right and you're wrong. So the focus now begins to be personal victory. What are some of the actions or the attitudes? You begin to focus on proving a point rather than the problem. You know, you become so intense, you become so consumed with proving your point and letting the other person understand your point. But you know, the thing I found out is while you have all this energy and all this hype to try to prove your point, you know what the other person has? The same thing that you got. They got the same thing that you, so here, what do you got? You got two people that are trying to win, and guess what happens? Now, this is honest. Guess what happens? Nobody's listening to it. Nobody's listening to anybody. They're not listening to each other. Why? Because they're too busy trying to win. All right? And that happens in the body of Christ. And so you become locked into a position, and whatever it takes, that's what you're going to do to win. You know, you want to walk away, and you want to have your foot on the throat of the other person, and you want them to cry, "Uncle," or "I give." Yeah, that's what you want. All right? And so we see here, this is code yellow. Now, what is a resolution? Now, I spent 3 weeks on this. All right? So if you weren't here and you want to find out, you got to go back and get the tape, all right, or the CD. But I talked about you got to overcome the flesh. See, when I move from trying to solve the problem to now my only objective is winning, I've let the flesh override me. Now I'm in the flesh, all right? And I need to go back to that message in Galatians chapter 5 that I preached, where it said the works of the flesh. And what did he talk about? He talked about conflict. He talked about divisions. He talked about strife. He said those are all the work of the flesh. The second thing I need to do is I need to work on the spirit of love. And we spent a whole message on that one right there, 1 Corinthians 13, that if you've got agape love, that the God in me, somebody help me, the God in me will not let me hate the God in you. Just won't happen. If I got the love of God in me, will not let me dislike the love of God in you. Just won't happen. All right? So we taught a whole lesson about that on love. And then the final thing is you probably at this point, because where it's elevated to, you need to seek some outside intervention. All right? You need to seek outside intervention. All right? Now we're up to code orange. And I know I'm moving quick. We're up to code orange. And now, actually what happens is we got cliques that start to develop. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have cliques that start to develop. All right? Because why? No longer is it, I'm trying to win, you know, because we're past that. But you know what it is now? I'm going to get as many people on my side. I'm going to get as many people sympathetic to my cause as I can, and then we'll approach it from that standpoint. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 17. He says here, now, and this once again in the church of Corinth, and they had some serious issues here, because they were having communion, and the one group of brothers over here, the brothers that had the money, they were eating T-bone steaks, and the brothers that didn't have the money, they were over here, and they were eating bologna sandwiches. And so they said, all the steaks over here, and all the bologna sandwiches over here. And they were coming together to celebrate the communion table. And Paul said, man, what in the world is wrong with you people? What, are you crazy? He says in verse 17, now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. You're supposed to be coming together for communion.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of The Color of Conflict. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Color of Conflict, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Color of Conflict. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Color of Conflict. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you'd like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.